The returnees I received yesterday were 65 in number, the number in the EU. But then in terms of households, there were 27 households making that total. Then breaking down to male and female, we realized that there were 17 families headed by female, and then 10 families headed by male counterparts.
Yes, and as you register this returnees, are they now based in the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Center there in Yei, or they go directly to their houses?
Well, you know, this is a spontaneous returnee. It is caught us when we are not fully prepared, although the other last Sunday we received another group. We thought that was all, but when this group also called in Kaya, and then we send a transport. But the arrangements we are having is that we always receive them when they arrive Kaya, because we have already opened an office also in Kaya, receiving them, then informing us in Yei. And after arriving Yei, we will just greet them and then send them to their homes. Our arrangement is that we don't want to open up a camp, which will be very expensive to maintain, that the current resources we are having. Since they are coming back to their homes, what we do is always to encourage them to their respective homes and houses, and then we follow them up. Whenever we have a support, then we call them to come to RRC, and then they get and they take it direct to their homes. That's when we deal with the first group, and the same thing we did yesterday with the second group.
Yeah.
As I'm standing now, we have also received a report that there are some who arrived yesterday at Kaya and this morning. And so within the week, we will be also organizing a trip to a country to Kaya to pick them. We will keep on picking them, but we send them direct to their homes.
Yes, and most of these returnees coming back to find their houses already very bushy. Some of the houses have even been looted, and they don't have anything. Do you, as Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, have any help? Have any help that you're giving to these returnees so far in terms of materials and food commodities and other basic needs?
This is our big challenge, actually. This year, we begin to expect the returnees to begin coming the way they have started now. But of course, you know, they have their own ways of doing things. It's just to decide that I'll let you know that they start coming. So it's just us when we are not we are not prepared to receive the returnees. But of course, they have come. What we are doing now, just giving this more support in terms of food, in terms of non-food items, not necessarily at the shore of the RRC, but we beg our aid agency. Just now, I've been from the UNHCR office, we also have a humanitarian agency handling this situation. And so some organizations have when the first group arrived, we were knocking doors of the organizations and the churches. And the one church that came out openly is the EPC. So EPC gave us the route, which they transported up to Kaya, so that those who arrive Kaya will be able to have a meal. Our office in Kaya will coordinate and then give them something to eat as they wait for transportation to Yei. Sometimes some of them can stay there for 2, 3, 4 days before the convoy arrives and brings them to Yei. That is one arrangement we have already made to Kaya. And so,
as South Sudan Relief Rehabilitation Commission, what are you calling for now?
What we are calling for, we need a support from the aid agency, the organization. Because this return is expected to increase in the few weeks to come. As those who arrive first and the second group are communicating back to their colleagues at the camps, more people are already moving from the camps coming back to Yei. And we also registered a report from Kajokeji. We learned that people are already coming. That people are coming to clean their houses. And so this influx may not be handled by RRC alone. So we are appealing RRC to aid agencies to come and rescue RRC from this situation.
All right.
That is the request we are putting forward to the organizations and to be able to come and join hands with them so that together we shall be able to transfer this from Kaya to their final destination.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.